Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Tatum. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp scores. Horta moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Muser goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a pop-up towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Allen reaches second base with a double. Orta moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orta scores. Allen scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Heil reaches third base with a triple. Darwin goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1 White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharp bunts in front of the plate. Borgman fields it and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darwin scores. Heil moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Joe Henderson now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Heil moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. May reaches second base with a double. Allen moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hand's now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Darwin strikes out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hile strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hile. May reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Joe Henderson now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharp moves to third. Joe Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got six RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Santo reaches second base with a double. There goes May trying to get to home. Braun throws the ball into Gomez, who relays the ball to Borgman, who tags May, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Brian Downing now playing right field. Bill Sharp now playing center field. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Heil moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Heil moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Cy Acosta now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cusick strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Soderholm moves to third. Borgman moves to second. It's 11-4, White Sox. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-4 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-5, White Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-4 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Thompson now playing shortstop. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-4 in the game. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 2-5 in the game, with two singles. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3-5 in the game, with three singles. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Sharp moves to second. Cy Acosta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acosta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-4 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, White Sox. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Darwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Skip Pitlock now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields it and throws to second for the out. Darwin moves to third. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Darwin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, White Sox. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.